Well, yes, you are. You continue to be.
What's gotten into you?
Alrighty.
No, that's good. He's got good numbers for us. Again, this is November. I mean, this weather is just spectacular. I cannot remember it ever being this nice.
For sure, if there was going to be a zombie apocalypse, this is the best place to live, you know?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that, too. I'm glad you brought that up.
That was nice and random.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking about all that weather. I guess with the big superstorm and everyone having no electricity, I've been spending some of my free thinking sitting here thinking about, I wonder how I would provide for myself if we had no refrigerators and, you know, thinking about canned food and, you know, all that zombie stuff.
Sure. Well, again, it's all that zombie stuff.
Yeah.
But again, it is whenever something happens to people in a certain area, you realize that maybe two blocks away, there's normalcy, you know, or 3 miles away, there's normalcy. And that's what happens is this is such a ginormous city that normalcy is around for a whole lot of people, but for other folks, it's basically like it's, you know, hundreds of years ago. Their world is completely upside down, and apparently will be for a long time. And now this weather has come in to make it even worse. So let's talk beef.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. For those of us who can, 97% of all U.S. Americans eat meat. Americans have been increasing their meat consumption by more than 1.5 pounds a year for the past decade. So actually, we're talking, if we're talking meat, is that red meat or is it, I think it is. Average American works about 9 minutes and 15 seconds to pay for a hamburger. Okay. Steaks have been put over the eye for centuries to heal black eyes and gingivitis.
Gingivitis?
Gingivitis?
No kidding.
You're going to put meat in your mouth?
With
is that it?
Steak
raw?
On gingivitis.
Okay. Maggots are thought to tenderize meat until 1845 when it was discovered that they were poisonous. Oh, duh.
There's a lot of other ways to tenderize meat.
Yeah. It's softer, but it'll kill you.
Yeah, the meat industry employs more workers than aerospace, oil and gas, consumer electronics, and the internet startups combined. And the meat industry is so efficient in its use of spare meaty bits. That it gets
McRibs,
gets
right?
Any number of things.
My uncle calls them something else.
Yeah, gets 20% more meat per cow than it did in the 1960s.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, again, we've talked about it.
It's because we're eating awful, thinly disguised.
Well, but pink slime is not a bad thing, okay? The problem is that they called it pink slime. If they hadn't done that, been okay.
Those silly media.
Yeah, it is.
Silly news reporters. Who needs them?
Because it is, again, it is high content protein. I mean, it really is. It's pretty doggone good for you.
I heard an explanation. What it is they just found a way to get more meat off the bone.
That's right.
It boils down to.
That is what we're talking
all it
about.
Boils down,
down
to.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Hey,
it
again,
is fun day.
One of the things having to do with the storm and all that stuff that happened, it says here, 16,000 new cars were lost. 16,000 new cars from manufacturers waiting retrieval. Among the newly manufactured cars destroyed, 300 of those Karma plug-in hybrids that Fisker makes. Those go for $100,000 apiece.
Yikes!
And it was called Karma?
Karma,
Is this ironic?
Well, I mean, it's, I guess, whatever, if you want to have a plug-in car. How long's that extension cord got to be? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
now,
gosh.
But let's say that you know this happened someplace, that you had already signed the papers on the car, and they're doing the cleanup and make ready there at the new car dealership, and the storm comes through. What happens? I guess the dealer...
You haven't received delivery.
Right, and the dealership, you know...
It's all part of Obama's cunning plan to bring back Detroit.
Is that it?
That's it.
Let's go ahead and have the... Have the storm hit there, and those cars get trashed. And of course, I think a lot of us saw the pictures of the cabs that were underwater in New Jersey. And all right, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, those kids at Harvard, those crazy wacky kids at Harvard, they got nothing else to do. They're putting hamburgers in space. Hello,
is it still a super storm because it hit in New York?
Well, of course it has to be. Has to be because it's in New York and things are bigger and worser in New York than any place else. A burger is gone where no burger has gone before, the edge of space. Five Harvard students, sponsored by a local burger restaurant. Let's say, I believe it's the Be Good restaurant. Spent about 30 hours over two weekends sending the first burger toward the upper reaches of the atmosphere. Five students, mostly science majors, decided they wanted to send a hamburger into space. So they contacted the co-founder of Be Good Burger. Why did they do it? Well,
because
they
could.
That's right. It was a purely fun project. School was just getting a bit repetitive. They're going to Harvard, okay?
Yep.
So they used the GoPro Hero camera, HTC Resound phone, and a 600-gram weather balloon to launch that baby. Good for them. Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
You got that $100,000 car that went underwater?
Yeah.
The length of the extension cord doesn't make any difference. They don't have any power.
Well, that's a good point. Good
you can't
point.
Plug it into nothing.
You can't. You just won't get any juice out of it. I went ahead and hit the do not disturb button so I wouldn't get any more phone calls. So anyway, things to be thankful for around Thanksgiving. Got your turkey thing. That'll happen.
Right.
Got your mashed taters.
Mm-hmm.
Got your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Got your taking a nap after you eat thing.
Just before the game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then the other things not to be grateful for, crowded airports, packed airplanes, fares that cost an arm and a leg, just so you can get home for all that wonderfulness with those people who you can't get along with for more than 10 minutes. Well, here you go. Industry group Airlines of America predicting airports to be crammed, flights to be fuller than they were last Thanksgiving, with the busiest day falling on a Sunday. That'll be November the 25th. The Sunday after Turkey, almost 24 million people expected to fly between Friday the 16th of November and the 27th, that Tuesday. That's an increase of about 150,000 passengers from a year ago.
Wow.
Yep.
Why did the jump?
Well, I don't know. I guess people just feel like they want to do it. It's well below the peak travel, which was back in 06 and 07, though. If you're hoping for some elbow room, by the way, on that empty seat next to you, count on this. Planes will be close to 90% full on the busiest days around Thanksgiving, like Wednesday, November 21st, which would be a record. So there you go. Get out there and fight that fight. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I haven't ever traveled on Thanksgiving.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Traveled around Christmas, and that can be okay sometimes.
Never done that either.
Traveling on Christmas Day is not bad. We did that one year.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah, it was okay and did that.
You know what's surprisingly busy on Christmas Day?
Hmm.
Casinos.
What? Oh, sick.
You know, well, they got no place else to be.
They didn't have enough money. They lost.
They went ahead and gave their money to a bunch of strangers.
It was more along the lines, because I kind of, you know, just asked people, because I was in the casino.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing here? Well, we had enough fun with the family.
Oh, that's very
there
sad.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I guess it's better than drinking after being
was.
With your family.
No, that's what you do at a casino.
Yeah. What, drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, and gamble. Angry Birds Star Wars available starting today. This is the new version of the popular video game with the red bird steps into the role of Luke Skywalker.
Wow. Which bird is your favorite, Kevin?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
The bomb. Thank you. The bomb. While the bomb bird slips on Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi robes, the pink bird, meanwhile, is Princess Leia.
Of course.
While the yellow bird becomes the scoundrel, Han Solo. Even C-3PO, R2-D2. Yeah, them two. I really did know. And Chewbacca make an appearance. As for the pigs, well, they fit the Darth Vader, Stormtroopers, and the Tusken Raiders. So there you go. It's available on Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, Windows 8, PC, Mac. One more reason for you to waste your entire day of productivity because the new Angry Birds Star Wars is out.
Don't you go hating.
No. Oh, and by the way, I mean, while we're talking about this, a new Tech Bargain survey finds that more than half of U.S. American adults have a tablet high on their list of wanted gifts this holiday season. 46% will buy a tablet for somebody else. 34% plan to gift themselves with a tablet. In fact, one in four people say they will give up buying another gadget if they can have a tablet instead.
I love mine.
Survey shows 53% plan to buy a tablet, while one quarter say they'll shell out for a smartphone. A third say that they want Google Nexus 7 tablets. 30% say they want an iPad. Whoa, more people want a Google Nexus?
I'm guessing people already have iPads.
I was going to say, already got a penetration in the market, right. 24% want the iPad Mini or the Kindle Fire HD. Now, what I heard is with the Mini coming out, that kind of made other people not necessarily want the older, ginormous iPad.
Well, the new one weighs 11 ounces.
Yeah.
And they say the only real knock against it is the screen isn't nearly as good.
Yeah. Well, and again, I don't know. I don't. I have one book downloaded on my wife's iPad, and I've read it a little bit, not much.
I don't like reading like that.
It's okay. I mean, it's.
I think that makes me old.
Does it? Well, it could. It very well could. And I haven't read on it in a little while. But that's the only reason I use it. She uses it a lot. I mean, she really enjoys it and enjoys the iPad. So, and again, don't know anybody who has a Mini. And I remember Tom got a Kindle, I think, or something like that, and he suddenly started reading. So, Kat, you know, you might read twice as much if you get one of those.
I don't know. We'll see.
You like the idea of holding the book, though, right?
I sure do.
Feel those little corners eating into the palms of your hand as you read the book.
And that's all part of the charm.
And you can. The thing is, you can't dog ear something on an iPad.
Actually, you can.
Yeah, you put a little bookmark. I know you drop a little bookmark on there, but that's not the same as folding it over. And you know, the other thing is, you can't underline and show it to somebody. You know what I mean? Because you know, you take a book that you like, it's got a part that you like.
The
and
Kindles,
you underline
it and hand it to them. Kindles, you can.
Really?
Yeah, they've done that now because they're putting textbooks on there, so the kids need to highlight them.
Oh, how very interesting. Okay, well, all right. So you can do that. Huh? Mm-hmm. Good. 10 till.
Did you know you could take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays. Or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
November is National Hospice Month. And Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, about 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Pun Day. And we'll go back there in just a minute, by the way. Oh, get this. Just in time for the holidays. Toy catalogs are out, and Walmart has dropped the price on a disgusting bit of child entertainment called the Dr. Dreadful Alien Autopsy Set. $25.
Love that.
Yep.
I need to see that.
You can pack the blue alien's innards with edible candy slimy things.
Dr. what?
The Dr. Dreadful Alien Autopsy Set. Dr. Dreadful. D-R-E-A-D.
I remember those.
Yeah.
You could make little night crawlers like gummy worms and stuff.
That's it. And this time you pack it in there and then, of course, you can eat it out. Create delicious alien eyeballs and lung bugs. Bubbly alien guts move on a motorized alien stomach.
Oh, I'm buying this for my kid.
Looks gross. Tastes great.
I need this.
All right. You could go for one of those little safety bake ovens. That might be a little more palatable to
Aaron. I don't doing that much anymore because, see, we're going to get rid of incandescent light bulbs soon. And so you won't be able to do that because those little curlicue bulbs won't cook it.
Gulp alien guts, slurp intestines,
yeah,
eat lung bugs. Yeah, I'm on this.
Yep. All right, here we go. It's time for puns. It's time for puns.
Yay! So we've waited for all day long with bated breath.
Police were called to a daycare center where a 3-year-old was resisting arrest. I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit me. Did you hear about the guy whose whole left side was cut off? He's all right now.
Yep. I had some spaghetti for lunch yesterday.
Did you?
Kevin said it was impasta.
Impasta.
It was an impasta.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was a fake, fake spaghetti.
A fake spaghetti. The roundest knight of King Arthur's round table was circumference. to write with a broken pencil is pointless.
much like this bit.
Thank you. The short fortune teller who escaped from prison with a small medium at large. Okay, was a small medium. Okay. Okay, and then I tell you the story of the African village where there was always a tradition when a mother was about to have a child, she would go to the chief, and the chief would give her a hide, and she would go off into the jungle and give birth and bring the child back wrapped in the hide. So there was a girl who was pregnant, and she went to the chief, and he gave her a zebra hide, and she went out into the jungle, and she came out with a little boy a couple of days later. Then after that, another girl came to the chief, and the chief gave her an antelope hide, and she went off into the jungle and came back with a bouncing baby boy wrapped in the antelope hide. Third day, it's a comedy threes. Third day, girl is really, 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 really pregnant. Chief gives her a hippopotamus hide.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she goes out into the jungle, and she comes back with two sons. That squaw did. So it proves that the... Let's see. The
suspense.
I know it
sicko.
Is. The squaw of the hippopotamus is equal to the sums of the squaws of the other two hides.
Oh.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
You know, I hate it. I was going to do the punchline. I couldn't remember it, and so I had to do the Pythagorean theorem in my head to be able to come up with the pun off of it.
That's okay. You know what? I have a couple puns for you.
Oh, do you? Okay.
All right. This is just in from the newsroom.
Okay, here we go.
I thought I saw an eye doctor on an Alaskan island, but it turned out to be an optical illusion.
Oh, very nice.
She was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still.
Oh. How about the dentist and the manicurist who fought tooth and nail?
Oh, that's good.
All right, this is my favorite one that I've seen all day. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
That's not a pun, but that is good.
It's not.
No, it's a like or no, wait, it is a pun. It's incorrectly credited
right, exactly.
to Groucho Marx,
oh,
who never
it?
Actually said that.
I have no idea.
My favorite pun would have to be, 2 silkworms had a race. They ended up in a tie.
Oh.
Or a rubber band pistol was confiscated from algebra class because it was a weapon of math disruption.
I am drifting into the seventh layer.
Very nice. All right, here. This wash your ears out with this. Harrison Ford reportedly is interested in playing Han Solo again in the new Star Wars movies if they're made by Disney.
As his grandpa?
I said, what? They're going to give him a walker?
Aww,
I mean,
he's
really?
He's not that old.
Oh, Luke Skywalker. Get that?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't. Yeah, he is that old. He's like 73, isn't he?
I don't 60 know.
Something at least.
Yeah, Wikipedia him
it
real
doesn't
quick.
Matter.
Let's see how old he
it
is.
It doesn't matter. Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you get a shock from the scale after you dive headfirst?
70.
There you go. Yeah, after you dive headfirst into your Halloween candy. Listen, perhaps it's time you rethink your approach to losing weight, okay? 8 signs that you're on a bad diet. We don't have time. I just looked at what time it is. We'll save it for tomorrow.
You got 50 seconds.
Is there 8 steps?